A cyberspace devotee in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, wants to know if, while doing a Pala Puja, a puja to the feet of the Guru, is it all right to use sacred leaves, like Bilva leaves? While doing Pala Puja to your Guru, Bilva leaves, that is wonderful. Fruit juices, flowers, unbroken saffron rice, all the beautiful things, because what are you doing? You are creating a wonderful future for yourself by giving respect to the Guru. A cyberspace devotee in Botswana wants to know, on this 11th day of January 2001, can a Jnana Guru be just as effective if he doesn't have a physical body than if he does? Or can we take a Guru who doesn't have a physical body as our Guru? Or is it better to have a Guru who has a physical body? Well, that was a complicated question, but a very simple answer. You can hang a picture on the wall and do anything you want under that picture. That picture is not going to talk to you. To have a physical guru who can speak with you on the telephone, who can discuss matters with you, who can clear your mind of doubts, who can email you, that's something new, an e-guru, is of a greater benefit than a guru that does not have a physical body. We can't leave this to your imagination. Imagine learning calculus, geometry, from a teacher that didn't have a physical body. Put those two things together. What is better? Teacher with a physical body or a teacher without a physical body? A question from the state of Virginia on January 11th. Is everything good? Or, I mean, if something bad happens to you, is that also good? Well, then, the answer to that would be that if something bad happens, you can get a good lesson out of it, so that it won't happen again, because everything that happens to you is for a reason. And the reason is you put it into action in the past, either a past life or sometime in this life, and forgotten how you did it. In forgetting how you did put this action into motion, it comes at you through other people, through situations that you didn't anticipate it sometimes. So accept your karma cheerfully. That's the mystical way, that's the yoga way, that's the Hindu way. Accept your karma cheerfully, get the lesson out of the experience. Get the lesson out of the experience, and you can carve a beautiful future for yourself.